New research shows northern southeast Alaska's sea otter population is growing slower than in the southern part of the region, but it's still expanding, which continues to worry fishermen and divers. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Will Ware goes subsistence fishing in Sumner Strait, south of Petersburg. But the administrator of the town's tribal government says he finds fewer shellfish there these days.
When you get up onto the reefs, you're seeing it's just completely shell laden all over the rocks and beaches, and gumboot shells everywhere, shrimp shells. It's almost like a devastating sight to see on some of these islands and rocks.
The shells are leftovers from sea otters' meals. A few decades ago, the federally protected marine mammals were hard to find, but that's no longer the case. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and other agencies have been surveying southeast waters to determine the extent of otter growth. Wildlife biologist Verena Gill just released a new population estimate. It's 20,000.
The reason it is increasing, both in distribution and in number, is because these sea otters are just recolonizing where they were extirpated from.
Otter fur is thick and warm, making it a valuable commodity. Russian and later American hunters killed so many that they disappeared from southeast and most other coastal areas about a century ago. Then the state decided they should be brought back.
In the late 60s, the Department of Fish and Game actually translocated otters from some remnant colonies that were left in Prince William Sound and the Aleutians and took them over to southeast Alaska. And they've been increasing and expanding back into their original range since then.
400 otters were brought to the outer coast of southeast. Gill's new population estimate means their numbers have risen 50-fold in the past 45 or so years. But growth has not been even across the region. The South is seeing a 12% growth rate, while in the North, it's only 4%.
There isn't the habitat the otters really like in northern southeast that there is in southern southeast. They tend to like water about 100 foot deep, and there is a lot more shallow habitat available in southern southeast Alaska with more of the kind of foods that they like to forage on.
The reintroduced otters have expanded from the outer coast to inside waters. It will take a while for large numbers to reach the mainland. But Gill says there's no doubt the population will continue to increase and spread out. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.